This is URN.
The Popular Table Breakdown.
Hello and welcome to the Popular Table, URN's top pop culture show and the only show on URN which is shaken and stirred.
Really, Matt?
We have a really packed show for you today. We'll be talking about the importance of superheroes and pop culture. We'll be talking about fictional universes, James Bond, and having a nice lovely rant about the European Music Awards. We have a really packed studio today as well, but we always have time to remind you that if you are listening and you'd like to message in, send in a text at 07903 545 252, or a free web text at www.urn1350.net, or tweet us at urn1350 or at Popular Table. Right, here we go. My name is Ibtisam. You can call me Ibby, and if you cannot pronounce that, you can call me Double O. I am not a misogynist. Today, my big news story comes courtesy of one of our listeners, Andrew Cole. He talked about he shared a news story of Lady Gaga, who spoke at the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence. She gave a lovely speech on mental health and happiness, and she spoke about how important it is to be able to say no, to maintain integrity, and to be able to put your needs first. So kind of talking not about being selfish, but about doing self-care and looking after your own welfare. And I think that's an important thing, because in this day and age, we sometimes feel beholden to other people. We feel a little, you know, we sometimes feel like we have to do certain things because of peer pressure. And it was nice to get a reminder from someone who has to deal with that from a professional perspective, kind of going, you know what, take a step back, look after yourself, and have great mental health. I think that's always an important thing to remind ourselves of. I am now going to move to my left, Tom.
Hi.
Hello, do you have any news to share?
No, I guess Spectre came out, but I think the less said about that, the better, or I will cry.
What did you wear for Halloween, then?
I don't dress up for Halloween.
All right, fine.
I dressed up myself. Halloween.
Sorry, I forgot. I dressed up as Elphaba, the Wicked Witch. I forgot. We were supposed to say that, weren't we? So you didn't like Spectre that much?
I was very ambivalent towards it.
Okay.
Which, right, as far as Bond film goes, means it was pretty terrible for me.
Oh dear. Well, we will be having a discussion on Bond, and I'm sure we can get a bit more passion out of you then.
We'll see.
We'll see. Carl.
Hey everyone, how's it going? Yeah, my news this week comes from Nintendo, once again, as usual, announcing they're going to have a new mobile game coming out called Miitomo, which is kind of like a social networking kind of thing, but with their general property known as the Miis, which are like avatars, yeah?
Cool. Sounds good. And what did you dress up as for Halloween?
Well, I didn't go, but if I was going, so I probably would have gone as Napoleon Dynamite. Gosh!
That's a cool costume. Right, moving on. Shivani?
Hey, so for Halloween, I dressed up as a pirate and had a really, really easy outfit, so that was pretty cool. But my big news is that the One Direction concert, that was their final concert, happened last night, and it was very emotional. And somebody threw a dildo at Harry Styles, and he just dealt with it with such elegance and grace. If you have a chance, click on YouTube and just watch what he did. He was hilarious. It was fantastic.
Wow.
I never thought we'd hear the words elegant and
dildo
in the same sentence.
There's always a time, man.
He dealt with it with such class, you know. It was graceful.
And class, and just, wow.
Style.
I need to see this.
Oh, gosh.
Images. Alex.
So I was dressed as a hobbit for Halloween to watch Doctor Who, so not very, Anyway, so my news, it's I was always searching for a news this week. One of my favourite director released a new short film that she's made. So Yulin Kwang, she's an American director, and so she's done a lot of web series and short film and all that kind of stuff. And so she's released a new film called Angie and Zara about two best friends in a zombie apocalypse, and that's pretty much everything you need to know about this short film. It's well written, it's well played, it's well filmed. In a word, it's just, it's great. And this week as well, Richard Kiley, which was one of the writer from the Lizzie Bennet Diaries, also released a short film about friends in a zombie apocalypse, because both of them were part of the same Halloween filmmaking initiative. And so they're doing, as well as like doing both short films, they're also doing a transmedia experiment in which you can send your own crossover creations between both short films in terms of fan arts, fan mixes, whatever, and they may be added to the canon of this world. So not only do you have two great short films made by two great women with good representation, you can also take part in it. So we'll post detail on Facebook and Twitter, no problem. And if you can't wait, the first film is Angie and Zara by Yulin Kwang, and the other one is In the Dark by Rachel Kiley, and both are on YouTube.
Hey everyone, I am Victoria, and I dressed up as Catwoman for Halloween. Yay! But right now, I'm actually gonna bring serious news, because a female actress pretended to be drunk half past five in Madry, in the streets of Madry, as a part of a social experiment. And instead of she was pretending to be drunk, so instead of men helping her, they actually suggested to buy more alcoholic drinks and even returning to their hotel. The director said in the beginning of the video that this was more than a social experiment, and he adds, what could happen, for example, on a Friday or Saturday night, before continuing saying, will men help her? Let's see what happens. I think this suggests that behavior in society has to change. And for people who say that, oh, feminism is just something from the past, we don't need it anymore, I think this case proved that we actually need it more than ever. And we need more than ever men to respect women and not taking advantage from it. I think this is the final message from this video that I watched recently, which was even published by Daily Mail. So if you want to know more about it, you can just go on YouTube and see it.
I think people who have like a connection with these characters get more of an emotional attachment, because they can see themselves as these characters and they can see hope for themselves and a chance.
Do you think that with something like the comic, and I'm talking for a bit about comic books because the BBC article focused a lot on superheroes, but I'm going to talk about other mediums as well. But starting off with comic books, I personally find one of the really good things about it is that there are so many versions out there, and there's so many characters out there, you can always find someone that fits. And it's really hard to see that in the cinematic universe, and we've had massive discussions on representation. We don't have enough women, we don't have enough ethnic minorities, but that's not the case with the comics. It's actually really well represented. So
I wish there were more options, though, because especially for me, I'm not so keen on superheroes, but for Halloween, sure, I wanted to go as like a superhero, and then I was thinking about, ooh, who can I can choose from, and then the only thing that could come to my mind was Wonder Woman and Catwoman, and I wish I had more choice. And I know that right now there is Supergirl as well, but it's actually there's not too much choice available, and that just annoys me, because I think if there were more women superheroes, I would actually be more engaged in superhero culture, and unfortunately, okay, I'm not.
I agree with that, but I don't think you necessarily have to be a character because of their gender or race.
So, but it's good when you can see yourself being represented, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. So, you know, I would love it if there was a brown female superhero that I could relate to. But at the same time, I absolutely loved Spider-Man and, like, relate to that. So he's my favourite superhero. But, I mean, I'd love it if there was one I could see more physical connections with, but
that's wonderful.
But you know what? One of my favourite things about Spider-Man, and I'm a massive, massive fan of Spider-Man as well, is the fact that in costume, you don't actually get to see what he looks like.
Oh, yeah.
I love that he's covered.
He could be anyone.
He could. And of course, we do obviously break through that illusion. We know what his secret identity is, but he's covered top to bottom, head to toe. Every single bit of him is covered. And that's something Andrew Garfield actually said in an interview once.
that the reason why Spidey is so popular is because all of us can relate to him, and I agree. I needed Spidey in my life when I was a kid, and he gave me hope. In every comic I read, he was living out mine and every skinny boy's fantasy of being stronger, of being free of the body I was born into, and that swinging sensation of flight.
James Bond has boosted the international prestige of the British intelligence services. Since Ian Fleming first started writing his books, they have drawn a wide readership within the American equivalent, within the CIA. Back in the 60s and 70s, American intelligence officers would read the James Bond books and say, why can't we have these gadgets? Where are these things? Why haven't our men been developing these new technical innovations? Of course, they were 99% fiction, but the Americans saw it as something that the British could do, and it boosted British prestige in American eyes. And even now, the American intelligence agencies still hold MI6 in quite high regard.
Where do we draw these lines between enjoyment, entertainment, and, oh, this is important to me?
I think from that interview, the one you were just referring to, it was sort of, I think the way he meant it was in that you probably shouldn't be using him or any of the sort of characters as sort of guide to life.
Right, yes.
Rather than sort of being able to derive stuff of value from them, because of course you can. You can derive something of value from everything.
So. Absolutely. So, yeah, and I think that's an important point to make, is it's not just you have these icons and these beacons of whatever they might be, but you also are aware of certain aspects of them. I guess it's engaging with their mythology as a whole, and I think that applies to almost every popular culture icon.
Well, there's kind of an interesting comparison between James Bond and Doctor Who, as you said, like in terms of the supporting character in James Bond, and it was the same for the companion in the classic Who, were really just there to say, oh my god, Doctor, whereas now they've got more of a actual part. Some Clara in this season and in the previous season was like the main character in some of the episodes. Is that you can't just have, well, you still have for some stories, but you, I think more and more you can't just have one main character. You need to have other characters, and it may also have to do with the idea of representation and that kind of stuff, that you can't just have one person.
Give a little time to me, we'll plan this out, we'll play hide and seek, turn us around. All I want is the taste that your lips allow. My, give me love. My, give me love. My, give me love. My.
And I just really like Ed Sheeran. I like that he's a songwriter and also a singer, because I'm tired of singers who can't write their own songs. Just no. If you want to get into this industry, just get a pen and write your own song.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. I think that if you feel like you can't do your own music, why not have help? No, collaborate with someone.
Collaborate with someone, but write your song. Some artists, they don't even write their own stuff. They don't even ask for help of someone else in the industry.
And they just, but then they have someone else do it for them, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's not cool. I'm not cool with it. I think it makes someone stand out in this music industry.
I think there are enough talented singer-songwriters in order to be able to use the singer-songwriters than just someone who's a good-looking singer that hires someone else to write their songs.
That's true. Another shout-out to Mike Bench, by the way. Thank you so much for messaging in so much. We love you. Shout-out to our Taylor, our Queen Taylor, for 1989 becoming only the fifth album ever to spend a year in the top 10 of the Billboard Top 200. #Queen.
So, oh, Mike. Mike is definitely a fan.
We're all fans.
We are all fans,
about?
Yes.
We're all fans of Taylor Swift, and we're all fans of Adele, and if they're listening, we want you two to do a duet, and then the world can die happy.
Yes.
I like life.
I don't think it would work, though. Like, Taylor Swift and Adele in the same place.
Can you imagine it? Not just a duet. Can you imagine a collaboration between Adele, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, and Lady Gaga? The world would explode,
right, yes,
from the awesome.
That would definitely be the hit album or the hit song of the year if they collaborated together.
The rest of our lifetimes.
The rest of our lifetimes.
No one would listen to anything else ever.